नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीयजेत् मुखाकरोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनचारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं हरिः ॐ तत्सत् कोर्वद्वरस्योदरणं हतस्य वो त्वया समाप्तस्य मनो प्रजापते न यत्र भागं तव भागिनो ददु कुयाचिनो येन मको निनीयते कुर्वद्वरस्योद्धरणं हतस्य वो त्वया समाप्तस्य मनो प्रजापते न यत्र भागं तव भागिनो ददु कुयाचिनो येन मको निनीयते Translation. My dear Lord Shiva, you are a shareholder of a portion of the sacrifice, and you are the giver of the result. The bad priest did not deliver your share, and therefore you destroyed everything, and the sacrifice remains unfinished. Now you can do the needful and take your rightful share. But there's no purport. So text 51. जीवताद् यजमानोऽयम् प्रपद्येताक्षिणि भग भृगोऽस्मश्रूणि रोहन्तु पुष्णो दन्ताश्च पूर्ववत् Translation. My dear Lord, by your mercy, the performer of the sacrifice, King Daksha, may get back his life, Bhaga may get back his eyes, Bhrigu his mustache, and Pusha his teeth.
O Signore, per la tua misericordia l'autore del sacrificio, il re Daksha, possa ritrovare la sua vita, Maga possa riavere i suoi occhi, Bhrigu i suoi baffi e Pusha i suoi denti.
Devanam bhagnagatranam ritvijam chayudasmabhi Bhavatanugrihitanam asumanyo swanaturam. O Lord Shiva, may the demigods and the priests whose limbs have been broken by your soldiers recover from the injuries by your grace.
O Shiva, tutti gli esseri celesti e i sacerdoti che hanno avuto le membra spezzate dai tuoi soldati possano guarire dalle ferite.
Eshate rujjabhagostu yad uchishto dvarasya vai yagyaste rujjabhagena kalpatamadya yagyahan. Translation. O destroyer of the sacrifice, please take your portion of the sacrifice and let the sacrifice be completed by your grace.
O distruttore del sacrificio, ti prego, prendi la parte del sacrificio che ti spetta e lascia che il sacrificio sia completato grazie alla tua misericordia.
Purport. I don't know, but there are few people who don't know English, don't know Italian.
Non mi avvisano in Italian.
One, two, three, four, five. I can read it. Purport. A sacrifice is a ceremony performed to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, it is stated that everyone should try to understand whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied by his activity. In other words, the aim of our activity should be to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as in an office it is the duty of the worker to see that the proprietor or the master is satisfied, so everyone's duty is to see whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied by one's activity. Activities to satisfy the Supreme Godhead are prescribed in the Vedic literature, and execution of such activities is called yajna. In other words, acting on behalf of the Supreme Lord is called yajna. One should know very well that any activity besides yajna is the cause of material bondage. This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 9th verse. Yagyartat karma no natra loko yam karma bandana. Karma bandana means that if we do not work for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, then the reaction of our work will bind us. One should not work for his own sense gratification. One should work for the satisfaction of God. That is called yajna.
Spiegazione di Srila Prabhupada. Il sacrificio è una cerimonia compiuta per soddisfare Dio, la persona suprema. Lo Srimad Bhagavatam, nel secondo capitolo del primo canto, afferma che ognuno dovrebbe cercare di capire se il Signore Supremo è soddisfatto delle sue attività. In altre parole, lo scopo delle nostre attività deve essere sempre quello di soddisfare Dio, la persona suprema. Proprio come in un ufficio è dovere dei dipendenti lavorare in modo che il proprietario o il direttore sia soddisfatto, così è dovere di ognuno assicurarsi che il Signore Supremo sia soddisfatto delle attività che ognuno svolge. Nelle figure vediche le attività adatte a soddisfare il Signore Supremo sono stabilite. L'esecuzione di queste attività è definita yajna. In altre parole si chiama yajna il fatto di agire per la soddisfazione del Signore Supremo. Dobbiamo sapere che ogni attività compiuta fuori dalla yajna è causa di grande materiale. Come è spiegato nella Bhagavad Gita, yajna da karmanunyata lo chiamiamo karma bandana. L'espressione karma bandana significa che se non lavoriamo per la soddisfazione del Signore Supremo, Vishnu, la reazione delle nostre azioni ci imprigionerà. Non si deve lavorare per il proprio piacere dei sensi, ma per la soddisfazione di Dio, e questo lavoro è detto yajna.
After the yajna was performed by Daksha, all the demigods expected prasada, the remnants of foodstuffs offered to Vishnu. Lord Shiva is one of the demigods, so naturally he also expected his share of the prasada from the yajna. But Daksha, out of his envy of Lord Shiva, neither invited Shiva to participate in the yajna, nor gave him his share after the offering. But after the destruction of the yajna arena by the followers of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma pacified him and assured him that he would get his share of prasad. Thus he was requested to rectify whatever destruction was caused by his followers.
Dopo che Daksha ebbe compiuto l'yajna, tutti gli esseri celesti si aspettavano di ricevere il prasada, il cibo che era stato offerto a Vishnu. Shiva, essendo uno degli esseri celesti, si aspettava naturalmente di ricevere la sua parte di prasada da yajna, ma Daksha, a causa della sua invidia verso Shiva, non invitò a partecipare a yajna, né gli attribuì la sua parte dopo l'offerta. Dopo la distruzione dell'arena di Yajna da parte dei seguaci di Shiva, Brahma si recò da lui per calmarlo e assicurargli che avrebbe ottenuto la sua parte di prasada, chiedendo di porre rimedio alla distruzione causata dai suoi seguaci.
In the Bhagavad Gita 3.11 it is said that all the demigods are satisfied when one performs yajna. Because the demigods expect prasada from yajnas, yajna must be performed. Those who engage in sense gratificatory materialistic activities must perform yajna. Otherwise, they will be implicated. Thus, Daksha, being the father of mankind, was performing yajna, and Lord Shiva expected his share. But since Shiva was not invited, there was trouble. By the mediation of Lord Brahma, however, everything was settled satisfactorily.
Nella Bhagavad Gita 3.11 è detto che tutti gli esseri celesti sono soddisfatti quando si compiono gli atti. Poiché gli esseri celesti si aspettano di ricevere il prasada dagli altri, i sacrifici sono necessari. Coloro che si impegnano in attività materialistiche tese al piacere dei sensi devono compiere il carico, altrimenti saranno coinvolte in queste loro azioni. Daccio, il padre dell'umanità, stava compiendo degli altri. E Shiva si aspettava la sua parte, ma poiché Shiva non era stato invitato, ci furono dei problemi. Con la mediazione di Brahma, comunque tutto si sistemò in modo soddisfacente.
The performance of yajna is a very difficult task, because all the demigods must be invited to participate in the yajna. In this Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform such costly sacrifices, nor is it possible to invite the demigods to participate. Therefore, in this age, it is recommended, yajnai sankirtana prayair yajanti hi sumedasaha. Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Those who are intelligent should know that in the Kali Yuga, there is no possibility of performing the Vedic sacrifices. But unless one pleases the demigods, there will be no regulated seasonal activities or rainfall. Everything is controlled by the demigods. Under the circumstances in this age, in order to keep the balance of social peace and prosperity, all intelligent men should execute the performance of Sankirtan Yajna by chanting the holy names Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. One should invite people, chant Hare Krishna, and then distribute prasada. This yajna will satisfy all the demigods, and thus there will be a peace and prosperity in the world. Another difficulty in performing the Vedic rituals is that if one fails to satisfy even one deva out of the many hundreds and thousands of devas, just as Daksha failed to satisfy Lord Shiva, there will be disaster. But in this age, the performance of sacrifice has been simplified. One can chant Hare Krishna. And by pleasing Krishna, one can satisfy all the devas automatically. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, sixth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Brahma Satisfies Lord Shiva. Hari Om Tat Sat.
La celebrazione di uno yajna è un compito molto difficile, perché tutti gli esseri celesti devono essere invitati a partecipare. In questo Kali Yuga non è possibile compiere sacrifici così costosi, né è possibile invitare gli esseri celesti a partecipare. Per questo è consigliato yajnai sankirtana prayai yajantihi sumedasa. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Le persone intelligenti che nel Kali Yuga non c'è possibilità di compiere sacrifici vedici, ma se non si soddisfano gli esseri celesti, le stagioni non si susseguiranno in modo regolare e la pioggia non cadrà. Tutto infatti è controllato dagli esseri celesti. Date le circostanze per mantenere l'equilibrio, la pace e la prosperità degli uomini, tutte le persone intelligenti dovrebbero compiere santi e tagliati, cantando i santi nomi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Si deve invitare la gente, cantare Hare Krishna e distribuire prasada. Questo yajna potrà soddisfare tutti gli esseri celesti. In questo modo ci sarà pace e prosperità nel mondo. Un'altra difficoltà da considerare nel compimento dei rituali tra le centinaia di migliaia di esseri celesti esistenti, bisognerà aspettarsi il disastro, proprio come nel caso di Dasha, che aveva mancato di soddisfare Shiva in questa era il compimento dei sacrifici e dunque è stato semplificato. Si può cantare Hare Krishna e soddisfacendo Krishna potremo soddisfare contemporaneamente anche tutti gli esseri celesti. Così termina l'insegnamento di Bhaktivedanta sul sesto capitolo del quarto canto dello Srimad Bhagavatam, intitolato Brahma soddisfa Shiva.
Hare Krishna. So today we're performing yajna.
Oggi facciamo un yajna.
Yajna Vai Vishnu, for the pleasure of Lord Vishnu. Today we're doing many kinds of yajna. One is we're doing the Sankirtan Yajna, which is the yajna for the age. We're having a Rath Yatra, which is another kind of sacrifice. Chanting and dancing before Lord Jagannath through the streets of Milano. And this way giving the Lord, hoping that he'll be pleased with our offering. That he'll purify many conditioned souls. So like this, we are trying to expand this process of purification. So we can see that in the previous time they were doing elaborate sacrifices and according to the Vedic system.
Precedentemente, nelle ere precedenti, facevano questi sacrifici molto elaborati in accordo al sistema vedico.
There's a Vedic system and there's also a Pancharatric system.
C'è un sistema vedico, un sistema pancharatrico.
And there's a system called Bhagavat.
C'è un sistema chiamato Bhagavat.
So we are mainly doing the Pancharatric and Bhagavat.
Noi principalmente facciamo, applichiamo i sistemi Pancharatra e Bhagavat.
Because the Vedic system is very methodical and our current day Brahmins may not be able to perform all the rituals exactly up to the mark.
Perché il sistema vedico è molto metodico e i nostri Brahmana odierni magari non ce la fanno a compiere tutti i dettagli nel modo giusto.
Even we read in the Bhagavatam how was it Dadichi? No, who was it did the yajna for not Dadichi but Twashta? Did the yajna to create an enemy of Indra, and instead he created someone who was Indra's enemy. It's like this, and said Indra will kill him. He wanted to kill a demon who would kill Indra, but because he didn't pronounce the mantra exactly in the right intonation, instead he created someone who will be killed by Indra.
Come c'è l'esempio anche nel Bhagavatam, l'esempio di una piccola discrepanza, cioè questo sacerdote Twashta che doveva creare verso lo yajna un demone che uccidesse Indra, ma poi per una piccola mancanza nella pronuncia fece però un demone che fu nemico di Indra, che avrebbe combattuto.
Which was exactly the opposite. So what to speak of? We hardly even know how to pronounce the Sanskrit proper. We don't know what we're going to create, right? The demon may come out and kill us. So we follow the Pancharatric system, which is meant to please the Lord. And uses our Puranic mantras, which are not dependent on the pronunciation, but more on the purpose and the mood of the chanter.
E quindi usiamo questi mantra puranici che non dipendono dalla pronuncia, ma dipendono soprattutto dal tipo di attitudine e tipo di del cuore.
Motivazione. So, and then, but there are some mantras we chant, but those mantras are simplified from the Vedic. And then, so our pujaris, our priests, we use this pancharatrik mantras. And in all the mudras, some of the, so like we, when we invite the fire to come, we invite a specific spiritual fire. So then we may have like avayami, the inviting, stapayami, there's this different mudras. The chakra mudra, take away anything in
auspicious.
The amrita mudra, that give the nectar.
Let's
say different. Once I was being attacked by a madman in Bangalore. He was making faces and coming to me like he's going to attack me. Making weird sounds, hissing. Then I threw a matsya mudra at him. And he fell down. Like, it was like he was knocked over. And I gave the chakra. And he jumped up and he started screaming. And he ran away. I was surprised myself. It worked on him. I don't know. I can't give any guarantee, but because he was crazy, I thought he was possessed by some subtle entity, and this would work on that level. There may be other times when you need karate. I don't know. Then we have the Prabhu here, he can teach you. But anyway, this was working. So, these mudras, they have got also some special potencies. But, so when again someone gets the pancharatrik, the second initiation with some of our devotees here, are getting the mantra again from me. These two, they're already initiated actually. They're accepted by our Guru Parampara. But their Disha Guru is not taking the responsibility anymore for them. He's not able or willing, whatever, right, accepted for doing that now in ISKCON. It's like if you're maybe riding in a ship and your captain of the ship falls off the ship, then you have to have a new captain. But still going on the journey. Not like you're starting from the beginning. So this is just a formally transferring their responsibility to me.
Formalmente stanno trasferendo la responsabilità a me.
Up to now I've been as a Shiksha Guru.
Fino ad ora ero uno Shiksha Guru.
So I didn't have to take any karmas.
Non dovevo prendere nessun karma.
Now as an official Diksha Guru, if they do something wrong, I'll get the karma.
Adesso come maestro spirituale iniziatore ufficiale, se fanno qualcosa di sbagliato, non prenderò il karma.
But I'm being very hopeful that they won't do anything against our principles. But like that, as a guru, we do take some risks to help the people. This is part of our yagya. So we can help the people to get back to Krishna. And then there's the Bhagavat Vidhi Yajna, which means chanting the holy names of Krishna. And also reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. This kind of more this Kali Yuga Yajna, the Sankirtan Yajna, this is part of the Bhagavad Dharma.
So
this is the main thing that we depend on. And this is, Prabhupada said, it's enough to get us back to Godhead. But if we take the second initiation, we can go also faster. Here I noticed in the auto star that there are different lanes. Some are going a little slower and some are going faster. But here in Italy there's some speed limit. But in Germany they have the Autobahn, no limit. Some people are going in a slow lane and then someone fast. I was riding there and we were going like about 160 kilometers an hour. And a car came up behind us very fast. Flashed the lights. We moved over. Maybe it was going 250 kilometers an hour. So, this taking second initiation also puts us on the fast track of spiritual life. But you have to drive carefully. Because at those speeds, if you have a crash, it's going to be worse, you know. You see, but hopefully that's why we give a second initiation after somebody has already been practicing for some years. You can also reach faster, you can get there more quickly. So they're already initiated first and second, so I'm just transferring both over to me through this yagya. It's always recommended we should serve, even if one doesn't have a guru, they should have a siksha guru or someone that they can serve like a guru. Just our principle is to be a das anudas. Servant of the servant of the servant. So one has a primary, one you should try to have a primary guru. But not the Diksha Guru is normally the primary guru. sometimes one has a prominent Shiksha Guru. And then one may have many Shiksha Gurus. There's not a limit on that specifically. Krishnadas Kaviraj, he had one Diksha Guru and six Shiksha Gurus. His Diksha Guru was Lord Nityananda. Pretty good Diksha Guru. And his six Siksha Gurus were the six Goswamis. It's also pretty good Siksha Gurus. So he was very well protected. So he wanted to be spiritually protected. So once you actually, does everybody taken some grain already? Eleven. Oh, someone told me 9:30. Oh. Okay, so you got till 11 to break your fast. Anyway, well, we want to finish before that, so long, I mean, by 10, maybe before that also. So, one should always respect the other Vaishnavas who are helping you, the Vartma Pradarsha Gurus, the counselors, the guides, the Shiksha Gurus. Many people are helping us to become Krishna conscious, so we should be grateful for all the help, because it's voluntary help on their side. It's there out of love they're giving us that help. And today also some people are taking pranam mantra. It's called Guru Ashraya, which means that they're taking also the shelter, just preparing if they want to take the full initiation. So, there's no established system or ceremony for that in ISKCON. Just that someone asks and they're accepted. But we have I do a system where I get the devotees to give them the blessing. We always need blessings. And they chant the pranam mantra first time in the presence of the guru. So like that. Of course, there's also a trial period. If one wants to change gurus, they could change. They should ask blessing and change if that's their desire. It's also a testing period. Usually they don't change. Sometimes. I don't know. I don't have the statistics. Maybe 1%. But sometimes that happens. Because they're not taking any vow. They're just declaring their intent and they're being accepted under the shelter of the guru. And And in the Nectar of Devotion, 6th chapter, the 10 most important things for our spiritual life, the first one is to take shelter of a guru. And the second is to take initiation, then take instruction, and so on. So, we're having some pranams here. Then in ISKCON in about 1992, which is about 15 years ago, they also accepted that for children of the devotees and for members, other members of ISKCON, who they can become an aspirant of a guru.
Allora, è dal 92, da 15 anni in ISKCON c'è una categoria di devoti che possono aspirare per un guru.
And that, that means that they've been in ISKCON for a year or more. And that they decided that in the future they are thinking they want to take a particular guru, they are aspiring to take a guru, shelter and initiation. So that he can know that they are aspiring and that he can help them as a Shiksha Guru who they want to be the Diksha Guru in the future.
Quindi lui, questo guru lo sa, così che può aiutare questi discepoli, candidati, come Shiksha Guru, però ecco, sapendo che potrebbe poi diventare anche un buon discepolo.
So he'd be the prominent Shiksha Guru.
Sarà il prominente principale.
You know that for new devotees, there are many obstacles, and they may need that encouragement from the guru also to get qualified to take initiation one day in the future. Especially lots of for young people, teenagers, and so many different tests are there. They need a lot of encouragement to get through the youthful years also. So these are the some of the ceremonies we're doing here. So this is also a kind of a performance of sacrifice for the pleasure of Gornitai, Radha Braja Sundara, and the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. We hope all the devotees will give these, here present, will give these devotees taking different kinds of spiritual commitments, give them your blessings. We're going to do a Vaishnava Homa here, which is a witness of these vows and these blessings. So all the Vaishnavas will get the blessings. All the Devas and demigods. We do the Vancha Kalpa Turu Vyasta Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. So all the Vaishnavas, which includes the Devas, are also getting some Ahutis. We hope that we won't displease any of them. This type of yagya is not the controversial one like Daksha did. He offered everyone prasad but Shiva, his son-in-law. And so Shiva's And then because of that, Shiva's wife, who was Sati, she burned herself up in mystical fire. That I don't want to have a body that was given by a father who's offensive against a pure devotee. And she appeared again, this time as the daughter of the Himalayas, and she was known as Parvati. So when Shiva's associates saw their goddess, their Prabhu's wife, burn herself up out of anger or frustration, they got very angry. They're not known to be very patient people. There was curses and counter curses. And then it got very physical. And as you heard here, some people lost their teeth, somebody lost their head. Somebody lost his mustache. What else? Somebody got broken, lost their eyes, lost the broken bones. It was a pretty heavy. Basically, the yagya was a disaster. It was. But and then it was also interesting. I'm going to send this to maybe you can send this to Vrajavihari, because here in the 1, 2, 3, 4th paragraph it says, by the mediation of Lord Brahma, however, everything was settled satisfactorily. So mediation is here in Bhagavatam. Sometimes husband and wives have also some misunderstanding. I always ask them, please go for some mediation, counseling. There was a pastime where the Narada Muni got the prasad from Narayana, from Lakshmi, but it was Narayana's prasad. He ate the prasadam and got very ecstatic, was flying all over the universe. Then he flew by Shiva Loka, and Shiva brought him down and asked him to come. So why are you so ecstatic today? What happened to you? You're like brilliant like millions of suns. Then he said that I got prasadam from Narayana's plate. Then immediately Shiva thought, you know, I'm your friend, I'm your brother, we're both coming from Brahma. Surely you saved a little prasad for me too? But Narada Muni, he got the prasad, he just ate it, he didn't think about it. So then he was kind of ashamed. He looked down, hung his head in shame. Then he saw that in his fingernail there was a little prasad left, you know. They call it sense kunika, little speck.
Kunika.
A kona is a part, and a konika is a very small part. So I have a little bit here, but just a speck. Then Lord Shiva, he said the famous words that even a konika matram of Mahaprasad is enough. So in India, sometimes you offer the konika matram, a little bit is enough. No harm taking more, also. But even a little speck, it's enough. Piccolo fragmento of Mahaprasada. So Shiva, he got that speck. And he became so ecstatic. He started playing on his this drums he had. What do you call those? And dancing and chanting. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, dancing. And when Shiva, he can dance so, wow, amazing.
Shiva dance in modo extraordinario.
When he's dancing so ecstatic, the vibrations start to come from Kailash, waves. It's like, what do you call that? A tsunami of spiritual ecstasy was shaking the whole universe. So in the lower planets, it became so amplified that there was some earthquakes and a tidal, real tidal wave with water. So Parvati was wondering, what's going on? Why is my husband there, you know, destroying the universe? It's not the time yet. So she raced back to Kailash and saw that he was dancing in ecstasy. But she doesn't know why he's dancing. So Prabhu, Prabhu, Swami. So then Shiva heard his wife calling out and he stopped. So why did you stop me? I was in so much ecstasy. I was in the highest ecstasy I ever experienced. Then so I'm very sorry, I didn't know you were in ecstasy. But you know, your dancing was causing many innocent people to be suffering all over the universe. You're creating a kind of destruction vibration through your dancing. So I just wanted to save them because it wasn't the time yet for the Mahapralaya. So she's also a mother of the universe. So then Shiva's Asutosh is easily pleased. He said, okay, sorry. Well then. Then she got curious, why you felt so much ecstasy today? Then he told what happened. I got this Mahaprasadam of Narayana through Narada. Then she was saying, well, of course I'm your life companion, I'm your wife, your servitor. I'm living here in Kailash with you under this tree. So surely when you got this greatest benediction of Narayana's Mahaprasada, you saved half for me. Shiva said no. Then she said, well, you know, she got really upset. Why not? See, if you want me to leave out, then it's like a big problem, right? Everybody wants their share of the mercy. says, "Wow, why you didn't save for me? Why did you forget me? I don't forget you. I was serving you. Why do you forget me?" Then Shiva said, "Well, I didn't think you were qualified." That really hurt her. So what do you mean? I'm Vishnu Shakti. I am Narayani. Vaishnavi.
Bhagavati.
Why I'm not qualified? Why everybody can get Krishna Prasad, I can't get, why? I'm feeling so bad being deprived from prasadam. I declare that I'm going to see that anyone who wants prasadam in this universe, they can get it.
Che mi assicurerò personalmente che tutti quelli che vorranno prendere Mahaprasada in questo universo potranno riceverlo.
I don't want anyone to have to suffer what I'm suffering now, deprivation of Krishna Prasadam.
Nessuno, non voglio che nessuno mai debba soffrire quello che sto soffrendo da questa privazione del Mahaprasada di Krishna.
So there was a marital problem here now. There was like, they were husband and wife were not communicating at that point. So who was there that can mediate between Shiva and his wife? There are not too many people that can be the mediator. So Vishnu himself came. He talked to Parvati. He said, "You know that if you want to give everyone prasad, your whole universe will go empty. Even people smell prasad, they go back to Godhead." So, well, I don't want that they should be deprived if they want it, you know. You see, how you don't know how I'm feeling to not get your prasada. So then Vishnu had a solution. He said, "I'll tell you something in private." He said, "I will appear in Sri Chetra as Dauru Brahma, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and whatever bhoga is offered to me, where all my prasadam, you get first." After you get, then others can have. And anyone who wants prasadam there, regardless of their caste, their creed, their birth, their varna, everyone can get. And I'll also come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I'll personally distribute this prasadam. And I'll see that this prasadam goes around the world. So here we are in Italy, far away from Jagannath Puri. But we have Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So I don't want to get cursed by you by depriving you of his prasadam any longer. So we'll finish the rituals and the yagya, and then we can take Jagannath Prasad. So this is a One of the pastimes today, Rath Yatra and Jagannath and Shiva, so I thought it was something appropriate. Many people don't know that Jagannath Prasad is also the Parvati's Bimla Devi's Mahaprasad. We shouldn't offend Shiva or Parvati or any of the devas. They're also devotees. In the second offense to the holy name, where it says not to consider the names of the demigod as equal or independent of Krishna. But also, in some of the versions, that verse also, we shouldn't also offend the devas, because they are great devotees of Krishna. They're not independent of Vishnu, but they're also very much dear to Vishnu. So both sides are there. So today we're going for the Rath Yatra sacrifice, the festival. And one of the parts of the festival is you have to take some Jagannath Prasad. I don't know if we have a Bimla Devi there, but anyway, Jagannath for So, this very interesting part of the Bhagavatam. And how Shiva, out of his great mystic power, he did do what Brahma asked and he resolved everything. And he was accepted in the yajna. Daksha completed the yajna, he got back his life. And he offered the share of the sacrifice to Shiva. So that's coming in the next chapter. You see how things were settled. So Prabhupada asked us that we can show our love for him by how well we can cooperate together. So Prabhupada also mentioned, I think, that communication is important for cooperation. We do hope that this will inspire us to maximize our communication and have a positive cooperation to spread Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Hari Om Tat Sat. So which do we start first?